Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:06 up to 17 today. It is still super duper cold out. At least there is no wind chill to speak of. 4 below right now. And what did you say, Mel, there was on the tweeter?
Oh, they're looking for somebody, a male, white male in Lincoln County. They have a perimeter area, but they're not saying what they're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Why they're looking for him.
Where at? Just somewhere
it
in
just
Lincoln
says Lincoln County.
County.
I can't seem to find more information on it. So okay. I'm waiting to see if I can find anything more on it.
Car guy or computer guy is what we've been talking about this morning. And my brother called in, a former car guy. Remember, you're live. Watch your mouth.
No
Behave.
Okay. So what did you, what were you dying to say?
Well, from personal experience, I've actually picked up chicks while I was working.
Ah.
Really?
How many IT guys can say that?
True.
I don't know. Maybe one or two.
But Joe, you're a good looking guy though.
Would you stop filling his head full of nonsense?
He is.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. He's a good-looking guy.
You're just doing that to annoy me now.
Maybe a little, but he is. I do speak the truth.
Okay, so you were able to hit on women while you were working?
Yeah. I actually, I was making a fool out of myself one day, and I looked up, and there was this really pretty girl, and my service manager looks at me and says, "Want to give her a ride home?" I was like, yep. And when I got to dropping her off, I said, "Hey, why don't we go out for supper some night?" She's like, "Okay."
So you got a date with the girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
She might actually be listening. That's kind of funny.
Nice.
It's not. Oh, so it's not your wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Was it because of your strong arms?
Well, I think that had a lot to do with it. My manly hands, strong arms, a little bit of dirty face, you know. I think chicks dig that more than a clean-cut office guy.
I just want a guy that can both. I want a guy who can get all dirty and still be smart and techie.
You know what works better than that, though?
Tell me, old wise one.
Yeah, please tell us.
Three-piece suit, lots of money.
Oh, that
wins every time.
That
gold digger.
A little. Yeah. A gold digger.
Yeah. All right, bro.
I just want both.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking for.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, bro.
Bye,
Joe.
Bye. Okay.
I like your brother.
It was getting really deep in here.
I like your brother.
I forgot my waders and shovel today.
He's so nice.
I think he was making that story up.
I doubt it.
Although I did know.
Your brother is a good looking dude.
I know his old service manager.
Yeah.
I totally believe the story about want to give her a ride home. I completely believe that story.
Nice.
Completely. Let's see here. We've got Lisa on the phone. How are you, Lisa?
Good. How are you?
Good. So car guy or computer guy?
Car guy. For sure.
Why?
I'm married to a mechanic.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So she dated computer. The mechanic and married the mechanic.
Yeah. They're cuter?
What? Yeah.
You don't like polo shirts?
Not really.
See?
Sorry.
Khakis?
Women don't like that. I told you that.
You know what? I think it would be cool. Even in like big time corporate things or, you know, businesses, buildings, whatever. The IT guy should wear that style shirt.
Right? The mechanic style shirt.
And like nice jeans.
Yeah, I think so. That's hot.
Embroidered name tag and
every now and then they're going to have to solder something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think those shirts are hot.
They'll have to be out there screwdrivers once in a while.
Yeah. That's about the only tool they need, but screwdriver and a smaller screwdriver, and that's about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got an email from Rob. He's one of our regular emailers. He said, I'm an IT guy. Why not car guy or too ugly for TV radio DJ? And then he said, just kidding.
Was he dissing you or me?
Well, I think it was more of a shot at me.
Okay.
But, no.
Just checking
he
there.
He said, my wife married the IT guy and she's very happy. We know how to push the right buttons.
Mm. Rob, you better clarify if you were talking about Andy or myself.
Okay. He was joking.
Okay.
You need to calm down. Your sensitivity level
just
is way
sure.
too high. Tone it down. No. I will say, though. I made a conscious choice not to go into television, and it had nothing to do with my looks.
Okay.
Problem number one for me, sitting still.
True.
If you turn your head in front of a TV camera, it may only be just a little nod of the head, but it looks like your head spun all the way around five times on TV. And I had a horrible time sitting still.
Well, and I just don't think you wanted to wear makeup.
The other reason I didn't go into TV was that it's kind of a twofold, three reasons. Reason number two was that radio was just more fun.
Right. Agreed.
It was a lot more fun.
It is.
Reason number three.
Makeup.
No. The TV people in college were snotty.
You wanted to wear makeup?
No. Would you drop the makeup? It had nothing to do with it. All the people who were, I'm going into television in college, were super snotty.
Some of them can be.
And some of them, you know, in the working world, it can be.
Right.
And some of them are really cool. So it's not always the case.
Most of them that I know are cool. But
the radio people are fun.
It's true.
Radio people know how to party. Or at least they used to before they got married and had three kids.
Right.
I did used to know how to party once upon a time. You didn't know me then.
Nope, I did not.
But I did know how to party.
I would like to see you have a few drinks and get a little drunk because I've not seen that yet.
No.
Now, you've seen me a couple times.
No, but that guy's name is Drew. And Drew has been dead since about 2006.
Oh, let's resurrect him.
No, I think Drew is better off wherever
come
he
back
is
from
now.
From the dead, Drew. No. Yeah.
Drew doesn't need to go out and ever again. It's not a good thing.
Oh, I want to see Drew.
No.
What anyway, kind of shots do you want?
Drew never did shots.
Oh, what
that's
did you
the one
drink?
Thing, that's the one thing me and Drew had in common.
What did you drink?
Beer.
Oh, just beer?
And Drew liked really cheap beer because then he could drink more of it.
I'll get you some cheap beer. Some ham?
Especially in college.
All Milwaukee
no,
Light?
No, not that cheap.
All Milwaukee Light?
It was usually Keystone.
Keystone.
Yeah, the Stones.
Gross.
There's a joke that comes to mind I'll have to tell you off the air.
Okay. It's naughty.
Too naughty.
Okay.
For the radio. But anyway, we have Girl Scout cookies coming in.
We do.
Next. I don't know that they have, we have Girl Scouts coming in, but I don't know if we have cookies coming.
I saw them sitting out there and I saw a bag, but
and
it
the worst
been
part
her
is
purse.
I don't have cash or a checkbook, so you're going to have to spot me.
I don't think I have any cash either. I have a checkbook though.
Okay. You'll have to spot me because okay. I don't have any. Anyway, they're coming up.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:24, up to 17 today. A slight chance of snow. I'm not sure.
The internet quote of the day is...
Oh, the internet quote of the day is blah.
When your sarcasm is so far advanced, people think you're being polite.
I forgot because I'm upset right now.
Okay, I'm sorry that the Girl Scout ladies forgot to bring the cookies.
They're supposed to bring cookies.
They forgot.
You said they were going to bring cookies.
Well, I thought that they were, but they forgot. They're coming later. Can we talk to them now?
I suppose.
You sure?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, ladies.
Sorry.
Okay.
See, they genuinely are sorry.
I didn't catch either of your names.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking away too.
Yeah, we just started jabbering right away and said, "Hi, I'm Andy. Your name is
Carrie,
and Melissa.
Okay, microphone works better when you get right
you
up to it there. So,
yeah.
Hello.
Okay. You have to get up
getting
close,
close
and personal.
And personal.
Yes, you have to with the microphone.
You don't need to be that inappropriate, okay. though. Okay. Okay. So, Girl Scout cookie time is here again.
When
do they go on sale?
February 9th.
February 9th. You know what? I was thinking that's what the day was.
You were.
I'm not sure why I knew that, but I did know it. I don't know why. Okay, so if someone is wanting cookies and they don't necessarily know anyone who's a scout or won't be showing up at their work or whatever, how can someone get them?
Okay, so we have an awesome new tech-savvy type app. For, you know.
Oh, there's an app for that now.
There's an app.
There's an app for buying Girl Scout cookies?
There's a cookie app.
Right. It's called the Cookie Finder. So look for that on your iPad or your smartphone, and you can do that. Or you can do the old-fashioned, go to the website, or call our 800 number. So.
Okay, very cool. So they go on sale February 9th. Is there new stuff out this year? We had a story not too long ago about something new. What is the new one?
There is something new.
What is it?
It is called the mango cream.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. Yep. And it doesn't sound good. So you have to tell me about it.
It is delicious.
Okay. Yeah.
It gives you an awesome taste of what summer's going to bring. It's infused, actually. It's got Nutrafusion in it. It's infused with fruits and a vegetable. So it's good for you.
Which vegetable?
That's
is
right.
It?
There was something. It was good about it. Please don't, just don't say broccoli.
No, it's not broccoli. Okay. It's a shiitake mushroom.
Okay.
So can you?
You can't taste it. It tastes like mangoes. And it's so delicious.
She can say that on the air. That's okay.
I know. I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna ask if you're allergic to mushrooms. Could you still eat it?
Ah. If you're allergic to shiitake mushrooms, probably.
Well, I have a friend of mine that is allergic to mushrooms.
Oh my gosh.
So that's
really?
What I was wondering. Yeah. Yeah,
I suppose, is she allergic to penicillin too then?
I don't know. I just know that she's allergic to mushrooms.
Oh, wait, that's mold, not mushrooms. Yeah. Never mind.
And so that's why I was asking if that, you know, that's something that would be interesting to know if you can eat
that's
those.
That's a very good question.
I didn't know people had allergies to mushrooms.
Yeah, wow. I accidentally made it with a dip this summer with cream and mushrooms. And
she swelled up?
Almost tried to kill her.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that'll learn you not to use the cream and mushroom soup then.
I know. I was like, I didn't mean to kill you. I just didn't know.
All right. So the cookies go on sale February 9th. Right. There's an app for that. What was the name of the app again?
The Smart Cookie Finder.
Smart Cookie Finder. Yes.
Okay. Now, what's the website and the phone number, though? Because you said they could check that, too.
Website is www.gsdakotahorizons.org.
And the 800 number is 800-666-2141.
All right.
I'm trying to search for
and
the app right now.
I need to order some Thin Mints. So
shortbread. Okay, I would like to know, why such an adverse reaction when I said that the shortbread were my favorite?
Because it's not everybody's favorite.
Well,
I mean,
and typically the older generation enjoys the shortbread.
So we're saying that you're
like the
old.
Folks at Active Generation.
Calling me old. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. No. That's what they're saying, is that you're old.
I can explain that.
Okay.
I do have an explanation. My grandparents used to always had in their house Lorna Doones.
Mm.
They always had them there, and I would eat them, and I loved them. So,
okay.
And the shortbread is pretty much like a Lorna Doone. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I love the shortbread.
I just don't like those. Those aren't my favorite. My favorite have always been Thin Mint, and I will never change that from being my favorite.
Well, I see.
They're delicious.
I'm one of those weird people who doesn't like mint and chocolate together.
Oh, you're so strange.
I mean, mints are mints. They shouldn't be in anything sweet.
What?
I don't. It's weird. I don't know.
Tell us what the deal is with the background with the shortbread, though. There's an actual, like, a lot of history with the shortbread.
Sure. So, to get a little nerdy.
Girl Scout nerdiness. I love it.
Woohoo. So, originally, when the first troops were doing fundraisers and things, they would do a bake sale, and there was a shortbread cookie recipe in the Girl Scout handbook. And so they would actually go to the kitchen, bake the shortbread cookies, and then sell them bake sale style, like at events and things like that.
Wow. So that was the original Girl Scout cookie then.
And that's kind of where it kind of spawned off, you know, because some people are like, why do you sell cookies? And that's kind of where it comes from.
Very interesting. People get the shortbread.
Andy needs like 10 boxes.
I got to go get a prostate exam later today. So
they'll freeze some, I'm sure.
Yeah. They want to take my driver's license away. I don't think it's fair.
Okay, so the Girl Scout cookies go on sale February 9th. Look for your neighborhood Girl Scout, or you can download the Cookie Finder app, which I just downloaded and installed on my phone.
Sweet.
And then what was the website again where they can order?
www.gsdakotahorizons.org. And they actually can't order cookies right on the website. On the website, it'll take them and show them where they will be able to go to get cookies
for
cookie shops or different stuff like that.
All right. Very cool. Well, Carrie, Melissa, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi, this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
During a Super Bowl press conference yesterday, Beyonce admitted that she used a backing track at the inauguration. Quote, due to the weather, due to the delay, due to the no proper sound check, I did not feel comfortable taking a risk. So I decided to sing along with my pre-recorded track, which is very common in the music industry, and I'm very proud of my performance. But she said she will be singing live at at the Super Bowl. Dan Marino flew around with the CBS Sports Production Assistant back in the late 2004 and has a love child to show for it. His daughter Chloe is now 7 years old. The New York Post says that Dan had paid his mistress millions of dollars to keep everything on the down low and that he has kept in contact with his daughter. But Dan issued a statement saying he and his wife Claire, whom he married in 1985, are still very much together. So every player in the Super Bowl gets 15 tickets, which is just enough to make it so horrible for them to decide who goes and who doesn't get to go. The word is most of them give their tickets to their moms to decide how to give them out because moms don't take that crap.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Right? That's what I would have to do.
I would do the same thing.
Be like, make sure your wife and girlfriend have one and then mom, you take care of it.
Yeah, both the wife and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Make sure they both get tickets.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you ran out of music.
I totally didn't even, well, you, because you hijacked my dirt.
I didn't hijack it that bad.
And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I said like 10 words and you were already
well,
over.
Well, I know, but I was about ready. That was the end of my dirt and you hijacked it.
I did not hijack
it. You hijacked the end of it.
Okay, fine. But you said, make sure the wife and girlfriend get tickets.
Well, I said or.
No, you said and.
Did I say and?
Do I need to go to the tape?
Okay. Well, maybe I said and. I thought I said
you
or.
You said and.
In my head, I said or.
In reality, you said and. Okay.
Well, make sure the wife and girlfriend have the tickets and they're sitting at different ends.
There has been an accusation. We will get to that in a moment. First, the sting that was done.
Yes.
There was a tweet on where and
Argus 911.
Yeah.
Said three arrested Thursday in reverse prostitution sting by Sioux Falls police.
And the term reverse prostitution was very, very
confusing.
Yeah.
Confusing because I didn't know what that meant and you didn't know what that meant.
No.
I'm like, what's a reverse prostitution?
But
of course, I thought naughty stuff. But anyway, so I'm lucky enough to have the email of Officer Sam Clemens. And because he emailed me the other day back on our other thing.
After
that
we had
about.
To explain to you that littering is littering no matter what you throw
even
out the car.
Even if you throw it out an apple, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I said, here's our latest question. What is a reverse prostitution sting? He said, when you target the Johns who solicit prostitutes, we use undercover female officers to pose as the prostitutes and arrest the guys who tried to hire them for sex.
Mm.
Now we know. I had no idea. I was like, what does that mean?
I didn't know either.
So
there
three
was,
were arrested yesterday.
There was
idiot.
A, we had a tweet. By Caitlin. Calling out, Kelly won the vault this morning.
Yeah.
And she sounded rather...
Pretty bad.
Not good.
She kind of talk like that. Like a boy going through puberty.
Yeah. And she, Caitlin tweeted and said, Kelly is not even sick. She went out last night and she just woke up. Hashtag faker.
So we had to find out.
So I wanted to get a hold of Kelly again and see if this is the case. If she's faking it or if she's just hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Or was she sick or is she hungover?
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Alicia.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kelly. Andy and Mel.
Hey.
We wanted to get your reaction to an accusation. Do you know someone named Caitlin?
Yeah, I do. She tweeted you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, are you hungover or are you sick?
I'm sick and slightly hungover. But I have a cold. I really do have a cold.
Okay.
How many shots did you drink last night?
Well, you know, Wiley's has that darn dollar drink. And it gets me every time.
That's right, they do that on Thursdays, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
But I am actually sick.
Well, I have heard people trying to kill their cold with alcohol before.
Yeah, I don't think it works
I don't
that
think
way.
It works.
Well, I thought maybe a little bit of the liquor would burn off the bacteria or something.
Yeah.
It's not
I suppose,
working out in my favor.
I don't think so. Okay. Well, no, we just wanted to clarify for sure because, you know,
yeah,
someone
she said you were faking.
We like standing up for our listeners. And so if we just wanted to, you know, find out if she was telling the truth or not. So you're not faking.
Okay.
There's just a little more to the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell in her throat, though. Her throat sounds bad. That's not just hungover throat.
Well, I've sounded worse than that back in my Drew days. I could sound worse than that. without a cold.
I love how you refer yourself to Drew Days now.
I promise I don't always sound like a little boy.
Okay.
that's puberty.
Okay. Well, thanks for waking up and answering the phone, Kelly.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Well, see, at least she admitted it.
Yeah. It's always good to at least come clean.
Yeah.
Because the cover-up is always the worst part.
Right.
You try to cover up something.
But it happens. I mean, people go out.
You'll get in more trouble.
People go out all the time when they've been.
Well, sure. Oh, you know, Rob did email back, and he said, like I told you, he was totally kidding.
Sure, Rob.
He was just making a point that it's another superficial comment.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then he said, Mel, you are very pretty.
Aw, thank you, Rob.
See?
Now it's all better.
You are oversensitive to anything negative, and you I don't even know how to put it, but any compliment you get is just like, yeah.
All I said was, aw.
Yeah.
I always say that when I receive a compliment.
Yeah, but 2 seconds before the compliment, you're rare. What? And as soon as you get the compliment, oh, it's all good.
See, that's how you fix something. When you have a woman upset with you, all you have to do is compliment.
And buy her jewelry.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll work,
according
too.
According to you.
And coach purses and high heels.
Yeah. Spend all your money.
Makeup.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Take out a loan. And just give her all the cash and
just give her a little bit of time.
Just give her some money.
A little bit of time.
Hey, if I give you $300, will that shut you up?
Yes.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:55, just a few minutes away from the weekend wake up with DJ Core. Real quick, I have a list of the 5 best ways you can handle an insult. Someone insults you, teases you, whatever?
Yeah, that happens to me all the time, like every day, every morning.
Okay, good talk.
Did you just good talk me?
I did good talk you.
Oh, you're...
Number one thing on the list, agree with what they
Drew.
Said. Okay, I'm on a time crunch here for weekend wake up. Calm down.
I'm calm.
Agree with what they said and not how they handled it. You know, say like, oh, if your wife says, oh, you're lazy because you didn't take out the trash. Okay, yeah, I was supposed to take out the trash, but am I really lazy?
Yeah, you didn't have to say that. It was hurtful.
When I was a kid and I figured out somewhere in like junior high that if you just agreed with whoever was picking on you, it made it really hard for them to have fun picking on you.
Yeah. I always like the people that call me Carrot Top. I'm like, carrot tops are green.
Agree that you did something wrong and apologize. Yep, you're right. I did something wrong. Not really a dumbass, but...
Sorry.
Number 4, ignore their... Oh, I missed one. Number 2 was offer them a different way to phrase it.
Oh, offer them a way
I don't
to
mind
say
if
it.
You call me sensitive, but it feels like an insult when you say I'm overly sensitive. Well, okay. You are overly sensitive.
I am not overly sensitive.
Anything remotely negative, even when it's a joke, and Rob's was obviously a joke, you got all mad.
I asked who he was talking about, you or me. That's what I was asking.
Be direct about it when they insult you and ignore their anger and dig deeper.
Okay.
All right, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. And we got Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up in 3 minutes. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Another fine one today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Back in November, a 27-year-old man in Indiana wanted to hire a hitman to kill his wife during their divorce battle. So he asked a coworker by saying, quote, "You're black. I know y'all know people." His coworker went to the police. The man was arrested for conspiracy to commit murder.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, right?
On Thursday, the U.S. Justice Department filed a lawsuit to stop a merger between Anheuser-Busch InBev and a Mexican beer company called Grupo Modelo. Why is the government suing a couple of beer companies?
Yeah, why?
Well, the deal's worth $20.1 million, and it would mean that one company would control 46% of beer sales in the U.S.
Ooh.
Which would allow them to raise prices.
Mmm.
But the government is stopping it to encourage competition and keep beer prices low.
Well, thank you, government.
Yes. For
congratulations. For
one of the first times ever, I think, that we've ever said that. Thank
right?
you.
I know.
Anyway. let's see, this weekend, what new movies are out this weekend, do you know?
I don't have the list in front of me, I'm sorry. That new zombie one.
Oh yeah, that new zombie movie.
That new zombie one. It's about love and zombies.
Yeah.
Looks great. I don't have the list in front of me. I didn't know you were going to ask.
Well, no, I know that, but I thought you, I was hoping you would know because I couldn't think of it.
I just couldn't remember the zombie one.
So in other words, I was just filling time there to fill up the rest of the hour because the heroes didn't last as long as I thought.
Alrighty then.
Time for us to get out of here. And Ben is in next. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Hot 1047.com.